I'm going to pray for us, and then let's talk about God's plan for intimacy. Father, thank you. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be together and to spend a week soaking in your word. I pray that we would also be able to be an encouragement to each other throughout this week. And God, as you've given me the humbling privilege of talking about your plan in the area of intimacy, and Father, it's so different from what we're hearing everywhere else. God, I know I can't do justice to this, but you're a big God who knows how to make a crooked path straight, and I'm asking that you would work even through my attempts to at least give women a taste of the beauty of your way. And I ask that you'd help me in some way to be able to communicate that, all because of Christ. Amen. Okay, we're going to spend this hour just seeking to understand God's beautiful plan. We're hearing about it from a whole lot of places, but most of them are not sharing that. And so I feel that weight, and I know I can't make up for all of that, but Jesus is big. So I do want to share what I can with you. And I want to just start by saying the fact that I'm up here sharing the beauty of God's plan is just a testament to the changing work of God in my life. That's all that is. I was not raised with a biblical view of sex and intimacy, and I brought a lot of that wrong thinking into my marriage. I became a believer in college. I know what God says. I know that God says it's good and right and beautiful within marriage. I'd pass a theology exam on that even before I got married. I get it. But there's a difference between knowing truth and living out of that. So I understand that. I struggled a lot with guilt. I struggled a lot with thinking this is carnal, this is not as spiritual. I was very self-conscious, focused on myself frequently, thinking that that's what I'm supposed to do, I suppose. So thinking biblically about this area, and we know this as counselors, any area, it's an ongoing process. And I'm thankful for the freeing truths of Scripture, and I'm also thankful for the patience of my husband and how God even uses those areas of weakness to bind us together when we work on it together. So what could have been a detriment to our marriage was part of what God used to bond us. And so I'm thankful for that. I spent a lot of years in college ministry talking with girls, and it just meant that you're going to spend a lot of time talking about entertainment, dating, and marriage. Why can't I do whatever I want in any of those areas, basically? And something I recognized is it was easy for them to think the world gets fun and we get right. The world gets to do exciting things, over-the-edge things, and we say, look for someone stable and secure who does the right thing. And for most of them, that equaled boring. Well, here's what we know, but we don't always apply it in many areas, but certainly not to this one. The world can never hold a candle to the plan of God. Never. You never settle for God's plan, but that's not what's going to be screaming at you in a whole lot of places. The world has a lot of exciting rebellion, and they get all the chaos and heartache that comes with it. And if you have eyes to see it, it's there. The world can have a lot of variety in their sex lives, and they have an aching loneliness, and they have diseases, and it goes on and on. But I would suggest to you, based on not just my life, because who cares, right? But the authority of Scripture, with God, and again, just apply what you know in every other area as a counselor, as anyone who knows God's ways, apply that to here. God's ways, the fireworks get better and better. The romance gets sweeter. I have said this to people, and then I'm going to explain what I mean because some of you aren't going to buy it, and I understand that. When you are practicing sexual intimacy God's way, your honeymoon will be the worst it ever is. Now, for some of you, you're saying, you don't know what's happened to my body since then. Seriously. Things hurt, things don't work. So, and you're telling me it's better now? Think that that means you're equating it with performance. I promise you, it's intended by God to only get better. And I didn't say performance. I said intimacy. Only gets better. The possibility of a one-flesh relationship with the spiritual and physical union that's part of it. The world can't fathom what it actually is. And because it's so important, and again, please hear me not say performance, but the intimacy is so important, it's a high priority of Satan to distort it and kill it. So we have to talk about it. God designed this, and it's part of a covenant of marriage. And the joy is intended to only increase, no matter what any of our bodies are doing. For many of us, certainly for me, sex is a subject where we have absorbed a lot of attitudes outside the Bible. Even if we try to restrict what we allow in, if you think about the majority of what you've ever heard about this subject, it's outside the Bible. The world talks about it a lot. It's tawdry, it's lust-filled, it's perverted, it's exciting, it's fun. We see men laughing about it. We see women using it to get what they want. And in the church, we don't hear a whole lot except abstinence. I'm a fan. Don't have sex till you're married. I'm a fan. But if that's all we ever say, And I was working with a lot of young adult singles. And we say, don't. You have a ring? Go ahead. That's what we do. But what is the sexual relationship even about? So I don't know all of what's here in the room. I can only imagine that there are different levels of pain and regret in this room. If you were engaged in a lot of worldly sexual relationships in your past, you might feel uneasy with the beauty of marital intimacy. It's kind of a guilty pleasure. I enjoy it. It's not very spiritual. It's kind of carnal. I know it's okay now, but it never was, and I have all of that. If you haven't been involved in worldly sexual pleasure, I think a lot of us still think that's a guilty pleasure. Not something I'm supposed to enjoy as much. Maybe when I grow spiritually, it'll be less important. Maybe if I grow spiritually, it'll be more important. Maybe it's an unpleasant thought altogether. How should I think about it? So let me first ask you, this should be fairly easy to answer. I'm not asking about what you think. This is a subject where the minute we start talking about that, the room is dead silent. I get that. I'm not going there. But where do we hear most about the topic of sex, and what things do we hear? Talk to me. Social media, that's one place we hear it. All around entertainment we hear it, yep. And what are we hearing? What do you hear about it? Whatever makes you happy.
The more the better.
Should be fireworks every time.
Fireworks every time.
It's normal to sleep around.
It's all about your needs. So if they're not being met, go somewhere else.
You gotta try it out before you get married.
Yes, kind of like a car. Got to try before you buy. Yes.